Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. You know who has our back is the BBB, and we are thrilled to have on the phone with us again today, Bao Vang. She's the Communications Director for the Minnesota and North Dakota BBB, Better Business Bureau, and we couldn't be happier to chat it up with you. How have you been?
Hey, Mo. Great to be here. Thank you so much for having us. We love sharing the word, and it's a critical time as a lot of people are still very anxious and feeling vulnerable financially and emotionally. So we're always trying to be a partner in letting people know about some of the suspicious activity out there. People who are trying to steal our money and steal our identity.
We don't like that at all. Are more people home, perhaps, and so they're fielding calls, or they maybe have more time to interact with any sort of, you know, if it's a mailing or phone call?
Yes, we see that there are some top characteristics that make us vulnerable during this time. It doesn't matter your age, doesn't matter your demographic, your city, you know, what you do for a living. Everyone is vulnerable because we have been in this stay-at-home order. A lot of us are still remote working, and that means that we're spending more time online. We are financially and emotionally vulnerable. We're distracted. All of those combined make us very susceptible to answering more messages or checking our social media more and falling for things that we certainly would be more logical to fend off in more normal circumstances.
And also, I think before we went on the air, we were chatting it up about, you know, sharing the house with kids full time when, you know, and they have a lot of needs and, you know, they can be a distraction if you're trying to be working as well. And so sometimes I think that you can say yes. I know I certainly say yes to things that, you know, the kids will say to me later, you said it was okay. And I'll think, I did. So I can just multiply that out. I wonder if that makes it easier for people to unfortunately lose their common sense when it comes to things in front of them.
Oh, yeah. You know, we all need a break right now. And sometimes we just need somebody to make it a little bit easier for us. And these scam artists, they know that and they prey on our feelings and emotions related to that. So if someone needs a stimulus check that will get here 1 week earlier, or we're going to win a new car, and boy, that sounds like exactly what I need because my car is dead or it's on this last leg, or maybe it's a second job, a work from home opportunity to supplement my income because I just lost a job or my hours reduced. We all are looking for a break, and any chance or any story that can help us in this time, a lot of us are not thinking logically, and we're basing it on our feelings and emotions, and we're saying yes to more things, including our children, who are the perfect scam artists. They're going to come to us in the morning and say they want ice cream, and then you have a very important Zoom call with the board of directors, and you're going to have to say yes.
Or you say yes and you're not
sure. You know
that. I do know that. Then you'll come in and you'll see the ice cream bowls and you'll have a cow about it, and then you're told later that you did agree to it. Oh, goodness. They are the original scam artists, aren't they? Thank goodness. Yeah. Hopefully they'll grow out of it. But there are real scam artists out there. So one of the things I know that's still been going around, and it kind of cracks me up because it's been around forever, sweepstakes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah, these sweepstakes scams are nothing new on the BBB radar. They all have the same premise, whether you're getting contacted by the publisher's clearinghouse or someone from across the seas, somebody will contact you via phone, text, email, or social media and tell you you've won a big prize. And then you're all excited and you're like, wow, cool. It could be a car, it could be cash, it might even be a dream vacation. There is one catch. You have to pay to receive the prize. And that's where we say, BBB, so those scams, those activities are scams. So we've heard from people who said they were so excited to receive a sports car. They won it. Somebody reached out to them. But all they have to do is pay the shipping. It's very typical red flag there.
That seems like a lot of money too. Ship
exactly.
a car. You know, you mentioned
thousands of dollars.
Yeah, you mentioned mm-hmm. the publisher's clearinghouse. Now, to me, that seems legitimate because Ed McMahon, you're too young probably. Do you know who Ed McMahon is?
I do.
Okay.
I do. I remember his commercials. I remember
yes.
the joy that was in people's faces when they received a
yes.
you know, cardboard check
but
at their front door.
Are
sure,
you saying
all of that.
That could be, that is maybe not a good sweepstakes?
I'm saying there are certainly people who have legitimate contests. We have to be careful about imposters who are taking advantage of those names and, you know, their likeness, their brands, and then using it to steal people's identity and money. And there are some, you know, some tips I can provide you at the very end, but let me go on and then I'll tell you those things at the end.
Thank you.
We've heard from another person who was so sure they won $500,000 with the contest. But they actually didn't enter into any contest, they said. And all they needed to do was to pay the taxes on that $1 million.
Ugh.
$500,000. That's a scam.
Okay.
And the newest information we have about these sweepstakes scams is in a new study from the last 2 years of victims' reports to Better Business Bureau's Scam Tracker. That's a free public tool on our website, bbb.org/scamtracker. That sweepstakes scams continues to disproportionately impact adults over the age of 65. Those are senior citizens, vulnerable group here. That same group accounts for 80% of the money lost by Americans and Canadians in the last 2 years.
Mm.
It's a huge amount. We're talking about an estimated, let's see, that group alone lost $2.52 million in the last 2 years. That's what they reported telling us.
First of all, how are they getting to people? Is it by phone? Is it a knock on the door? Is it a mm-hmm. mailing?
Yes. So again, with an internet search, these scammers, anyone can find a lot about a person, including addresses and first names, last names, and sometimes even social security numbers. They will contact you in a number of ways. Phone calls, text message, email, social media. Those are the top ways to contact someone. And those are old tactics. Those are ways that they'll contact you in other ways for other things. And there are legitimate people who are contacting you in the same manner. So that's why it can get so tricky when we're trying mm-hmm. to figure out, is this person legitimate? Is this a real contest? Who am I talking to? But the reason why human beings love sweepstakes and why we fall for them is because human beings like games.
What is a sweepstake exactly?
Mm-hmm. It's an opportunity for you to enter a contest as an individual and say, well, I want to put my name in the hat for a drawing of a gift. Could be that car or some cash or a dream vacation. And somebody, that business or that sales pitch, because they've given you a lot of information about them and their promotion, they're going to draw a name or, several names and say, you have won. And that's what it is. And for human beings, we have been very socially accustomed to games in life. Video games, casinos, slots, those kinds of things make it more fun to engage, to interact with a brand or a company. And the businesses know that. And so this is just another way that we can be loyal or become loyal to a company is to engage with it so we remember it in the future. And so this gamification has emotionally won us over. We're thinking about it. We're already loving the idea that there's a chance of winning. You start dreaming about what would you do with a new car or, you know, cash, especially if you've reached the retirement year. Because if you win cash or you have a new brand new car, it will have a windfall effect on your family. And so you can spread that wealth, because maybe otherwise you didn't save enough, or there's a lot more expenses than you probably realized. And so, yes, it's fun. That's what it is. It's, people play games because it's fun. It's a scratch-off lotto ticket. And that's why we legitimately play some of those legitimate mm-hmm. games.
How do we know if something is for real or not?
So here are some quick tips for detecting and avoiding sweepstakes, lottery, and prize scams. Number one, they're going to ask you to pay for prizes. So no legitimate sweepstakes will require it. Scammers are trying to steal your cash and then disappear. They're not going to send you $1 million after you pay the taxes on a vehicle or pay upfront $5,000 for $500,000. That's just not how it is. They're going to take your money and run. Number two, they might tell you you've got to play to win. Now, if you haven't entered in any contest, you probably shouldn't think that you won anything from that contest. Does that make sense as well?
It does. But what if they say your daughter entered you into a contest?
That's a good question. Then you do the next part here. You do an internet search of the company, the name, the phone number of the people who are contacting you to make sure that they're a legitimate company. Because it's true, you might have an adult family member who entered you in a contest without you knowing, and you may have won a legitimate prize, but you want to make sure you do your homework before you collect anything, or especially if you send anything to them in advance.
Okay.
So you had a question about like the Publishers Clearinghouse.
Yes.
So according to Publishers Clearinghouse, it does conduct sweepstakes, but does not call or email people in advance to tell them that they've won a major prize, or it doesn't also ask for money in advance. So there is a hotline here. So anyone who is an imposter, or please report imposters for the Publishers Clearinghouse to their hotline. It's 800-392-4190. Now, if you have been a victim, we want you to report that to us at BBB as well. Be a citizen hero. Go to bbb.org/scamtracker or give us a call. It's 651-699-1111. Your report becomes public and helps others be warned of scam activity in their community.
So Publishers Clearinghouse, that's for real when they come to your door with balloons and a big bouquet of flowers and then the big giant check. And they won't call in advance.
That's right.
So you will be surprised. Okay, Well, that's good to know. And then what are some of the other tips?
Yes. Well, another one is if you feel you have won a lottery, you can call. There is a number to call. It's for the North American Association of State and Provincial Lotteries. This is to confirm, hey, I play this lottery game, and I want to make sure I won it, and I'm getting some messages around it. That number is 440-361-7962, or you can also contact your state lottery agency. Every state has that.
Fascinating. And you mentioned also telling people or talking to some of your family members or your bank, asking a trusted person about this?
That's always a great tip for any sort of suspicious activity. When your ears perk up and the red flags are, you know, waving in front of you, it's always great to connect with a trusted family member. Now, I know for the population that's 65 and older, it may be a little bit tougher because you are maybe more isolated during this time because of COVID, and you aren't seeing your family members or neighbors on a regular basis. But we want you to still reach out to them as best as you can, even if it's through email or through a phone call or FaceTime. You connect with someone you trust and just share that story. And they might give you a different opinion about what's going on, and they can certainly make some different calls for you, and maybe they've heard about it on the news or other places. but it's always great to connect with someone else. One of the tactics from scammers is to try to rush you into making a decision and to ask you not to to connect with anyone or talk to anyone. So that tells us, as individuals who are trying to fight scam, protect consumers from scams, is that there's a likelihood or more likelihood that you're going to be targeted and also fall for a scam if you don't connect with someone, a loved one, someone you trust.
Such great advice. Bao Vang, she's the communications director of the Better Business Bureau for Minnesota and for North Dakota. Would you give your phone number again, please?
Sure thing. You can also connect with us at bbb.org. And our phone number is 651-699-1111.
We are so grateful you called in today. Thank you so much. And you are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.